Now, I know that there's financiers or people in the sort of venture capital or I don't know if you'd even call it social responsible investing that are betting on this, that sure. We're moving that way. Are sure. We moving that way?
We are moving that way. And the numbers on corporate and social responsibility investing are finding that the corporations that are really driving the largest amount of profit right now are all doing something related to sustainability. And I want to just talk about a few of them. I mean, just some of them, it's really dramatic. If you look at a company I know well, United Technologies, because I was part of Carrier Corporation back in the day. But between 2006 and just last year, 2014, they reduced all greenhouse gas emissions as a corporation. This is a corporation that's got about 260,000 employees globally. They reduced 30% global emissions. They reduced water by 33%. They reduce waste, all waste in the corporation, by 35%. And the real ironic thing, or the wonderful thing, as far as I'm concerned, is over that same period of time, their stock price doubled. So their company got healthier. They sold more product. People didn't say, gee, because, you know, you've got 30% less energy, water, and waste in this product, it's no longer attractive to me. They sold apparently twice as much, and the market got excited about it. GE and their whole Eco-Imagination program. Right now, GE, and there's a great article in Fast Company magazine this month, talks about GE's $200 billion improvement in their bottom line since 2005 alone. Those are astounding numbers. Those aren't just kind of nice-to-do numbers. Siemens, another 33 billion euros in doing the same kinds of things. Procter & Gamble, another $1 billion in value per year. So when you start looking at corporations like that that have decided that this is going to be part of the way that they manage their businesses, clearly the market, as I've just indicated, is rewarding them. But they're getting other rewards, too. They're being able, Jeff Immelt from General Electric told me, one of the main reasons why he's excited to do green buildings is the idea that it's not necessarily, you know, the mantra of GE to do that, but the young, high-powered talent that they want to attract to their organization, they want those kinds of buildings. They want daylight. They want good quality light. They want good thermal comfort and air quality. They want non-toxic materials. They want a lifestyle that reflects how they live their lives and what they aspire to live their lives like. So I think the future is bright. We've crossed an important line, and that is that whether it's green building or environmental performance of products, programs, and services, that they're with any particular political or economic agenda, that there will be a departure away from those things. At the end of the day, right now they make sense. We have so much good information and so many great case studies. They cost less because people are thinking really intelligently about how to design them, how to package them, how to transport them. So they cost less, they're higher quality, and it's the way of the future. It's where we're all headed.
Now, getting over to green building, which is needless to say, really your focus in Ballywick, there is a notion out there for green building that it's just going to cost quite a bit more to build this building. I know, like Parade of Homes, 2 years in different times, did some, you know, very green homes, and they highlighted a lot of very cutting edge things. Well, a $585,000 home, we don't really see that as being something most of us, you know, can do or build or what have you. On the corporate side, to do, you know, some of the retrofits like the Skylar Hotel,
sure,
one that comes to mind, you know, they spent money on that, and you know, they publicized a lot about it. Are we getting to a point where that's not really true anymore, where you can put all the LEED certified, where, you know, various materials and the energy usage, et cetera, and have that building? Of course, it's going to save us money over time because of energy use and so on, but we can build them pretty economically now.
Yeah, I want to get excited about this issue because I've been defending this issue for the last 15 years. Our organization is 23 years old, but the LEED rating system was developed 15 years ago. And I would say in the first 5 years of the LEED program being out there, those kinds of attitudes were exactly correct. There was not enough good sourcing of products. So there was a very small amount of products. So therefore, the manufacturers thought, well, now I'm going to put a lot of money on these. They're going to be more expensive. There was very little talent in the marketplace. There were not enough lead consultants and sustainability consultants that really knew what they were doing. And so if there was somebody, well, they were expensive. And the other two elements to that are energy modeling and building commissioning. Building commissioning is almost a brand new science. And so the people were few and the prices were high. Fast forward to 2015. I would say the first three levels of lead, silver, gold, and platinum, can be done with an educated team starting the project together, you know, with considerable amount of time for not a penny more than conventional construction. I look at projects now that are being done by some of the best teams. And, you know, it's funny, the most amazing application of green building technologies to me is schools, because I can see a future generation growing up in green, inspiring, healthy.